4 bilhões e meio de anos, Theia teve um aumento de massa tão grande que a fez desviar-se da sua órbita, acabando inevitavelmente por embater na Terra. Na colisão, um terço da massa da Terra foi arrancada para o espaço. A unidade planetária que era Theia foi completamente obliterada. Mas o núcleo de ambos os planetas fundiu-se. E os seus mantos combinaram. Da colisão restaram dois planetas. A Terra, que é em pelo menos um terço parte Terra, parte Theia. E a Lua, formada do aglomerado de detritos de embate, é toda ela
parte
Terra. A ter acontecido mesmo, o grande impacto terá sido dos mais violentos acontecimentos a possibilitar a existência de toda a vida que conhecemos. Tão violento como seria de esperar de um evento que foi simultaneamente um suicídio e um parto.
It is said that artificial personality is a collection of characteristics, tendencies, and behavioral quirks assigned to a chatbot, digital assistant, robot, or video game character. A primary goal of adding personality to digital entities is to encourage end users to interact with programming on an emotional as well as a logical level.
Google hired a whole creative team to give its unnamed assistant personality. Microsoft's Cortana was designed after real-life celebrity personal assistants. Amazon's Alexa can sometimes be disrespectful. Apple's Siri was purposely modeled to be sassy, and she can even beatbox for you if you ask her to.
However, designers actually have to be careful not to make them seem too human and create an effect known as Uncanny Valley. The uncanny valley is an effect that suggests humanoid objects, which almost perfectly resemble actual human beings, provoke repulsive feelings in observers.
You have two options, just two, and you must stick to that option until the day you die. Even if it's a burden. You can either be programmed to be a female or a male. And it's programming. Don't even try to change it. But there is a lot of pressure to act like a man or a woman.
You have two options, just two.
And you must stick to that option until the day you die.
Even if it's a bird.
You can either be a female
or a male.
And it's biology. Don't even try to change it.
But there's a lot of pressure to act like a man or a woman.
Yeah. Women are supposed to have long hair, two breasts and a vagina. Check.
men are supposed to have beard, be hairy, and have a penis. Check.
Women are supposed to sit like this, or like this. But what if I want to sit like this? Would you call me a lady? Or a girl?
Men are supposed to sit like this, or like this. But what if I want to sit like this? Would you call me a gentleman? Or a cis?
Women are supposed to be calm, be pretty, be sexy, be thin, be tall, but not too much. Have curves, have big eyelashes, big lips, small nose, white teeth, small hands, big tits, big ass, to wear makeup, short skirts, low-cut dresses, and high heels. Guess what?
On the other hand, men are supposed to be masculine, to have trousers, to swear, to sweat, and be smelly, to always have a voice, to lead, to be independent, to stand still, to fight, to bleed. They tell us we have to be patriotic, but I like the English, the Italian, and the Polish more. I fucking love nail polish. Men are expected to be strong, to be ripped, to seduce and fuck girls. Men see themselves as hunters and women as prey.
Preys are not supposed to have body hair. Well, am I still a woman? I do this because I don't even care. I just want to fight with my body. I want to fight with my body. I want to fight like a girl.
Hunters are not supposed to enjoy dancing. Wow, I love ballroom, and it's not like the classical dances. I mean, I love a catwalk, a dip, a death drop, a duck walk. Am I still a man?
Sometimes praise and praise. That's a sin. Are they still women?
Hunters do the same. Also, they can do both. I mean, hunters can hunt praise and hunt hunters. I am a sinner. I fucking love boobs and I fucking love balls.
Stop.
I almost forgot. Men are meant to be insensitive beasts. We are expressly forbidden to cry. But I do it anyways. Yes, I cry. And if you're wondering, I cry like a man.
What do you prefer?
To cry like a man, or to fight like a girl? To cry like a girl.
I mean,
to cry like a man. And you, what do you prefer? To cry like a man, or to fight like a girl?
God bless us all.